the Jennifer and Jay show. Jennifer needs to get well. She is out sick today, and we send her our best. In the studio with us is Nancy Schnoblin-Ims. She is kind of that person that knows what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it so you don't embarrass yourself. So you're not the it's okay to be the life of the party, but not the life of the party because you're boorish and kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Unmannered.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We always want to be humble and grateful and appreciative of others, Jay. So thank you for that. And to, but I should say, to err is human. We are human, and sometimes we put our foot in our mouth, so to speak.
Absolutely. So today we are going to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day, and certainly it's a day fraught with danger for some. a lot of people head out there into the relationship world on Valentine's Day, make themselves kind of more vulnerable.
Yes.
Others miss the opportunity to grasp the day and make someone else happy. Let's talk a little bit about it in terms of it's not just about for the lovers. There's a lot that can be accomplished on Valentine's Day for everyone.
You got it, Jay. That's absolutely right. And I guess that's kind of the tone I want us to talk about a little bit. You know, Valentine's Day is associated with, you know, the darling and the chocolate-covered strawberries and the roses. And that's all good and well. But there's other people, perhaps, who are not in a relationship or perhaps somebody who just recently lost a loved one. You know, let's spread the love. Let's just not focus on, you know, that relationship that perhaps you are in or you're wanting to develop. Think of our friends. I know there's that phrase, Galentine's Day, where a bunch of, you know, girls get together, mm-hmm. watch a movie, go out to dinner and enjoy their friendship. And Bro Day, the same thing. You know, a bunch of guys get together. So it's not necessarily about, although the tradition speaks to it as that the Cupid and the bow and it, the box of chocolates, et cetera. But I'd like it to go more, you know, just making it more about others.
Well, remember how we started as kids with Valentine's Day. Everybody got a Valentine for everyone else. And you know, and then you went through and you dropped them in our boxes or bags that we made.
I love that. And that still happens today, yeah. Which is really nice. I mean, everybody feels special. Nobody feels left out. I mean, I, for one, could say I remember years ago when I was, you know, working in the corporate space. Women would be getting roses and, you know, we'd be in our cubes and I didn't get roses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that can be hard and you don't want to flaunt it, so to speak.
Okay. So let's talk about some rules, if
yes.
we might. That you bring up a good one. Sending flowers, sending presents to the workplace. Good idea, bad idea, or doesn't matter?
You know what? If Valentine's Day falls on a work week, which it, you know, mm-hmm. it likely will, yeah, it's okay to do that. It's just, again, being mindful and sensitive that perhaps your office mate or those around your cube may not be getting flowers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going through a different patch in their life right now. So it's okay to do it. You just don't want to flaunt it.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it more impactful to send them to the office than to bring them home afterwards? I mean, I'm looking for bang for my buck here.
Jay, spoken like a true man. you want to get that true value.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's something special when it comes to the office because you're there all day. Some people like to keep them there all week and enjoy them. Others will put them in their car. And you're right, it could spill and it's cumbersome to get it in their car. But I just think that's a personal choice.
So let me stick with the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
What is appropriate and inappropriate in terms of celebrating the holiday with coworkers?
So that's another great thing. I remember years ago, we had a fabulous executive assistant, and she took care of us better than we took care of ourselves. And she would bring in cookies for everybody or cupcakes or muffins, whatever it is. It's being inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Inappropriate gifts. I mean, is that just obvious? There's certain things you wouldn't.
Jay, throw me a bone here. What do you
Well,
Jay?
Again, at some point.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, chocolates, flowers. And by the way, it doesn't have to be roses. You don't have to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a single flower speaks volumes about that connection that you have. So, you know, just be use your common sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't bring in jewelry or or, you know, anything that's inappropriate in the terms of sleepwear.
Right.
Can I say that on the air?
Yes, you can say sleepwear. That's okay. A nice way of saying it.
Okay.
I guess we have these days, it's just so hard. You have also the Me Too movement. You don't want to. Is it okay to even express kind of a like for a coworker on a day like Valentine's Day? Or is that something you need to keep outside of the workplace?
You know, I think that can be a slippery slope today. There are, you know, so many people who have their radar up, and perhaps you think you have a crush going on, but perhaps your coworker feels differently. So maybe keep that outside the workplace. That would be my advice.
Okay. How do you – I'm going to switch gears here just a little bit, but I have this. And I work in a small office. This doesn't happen. But I've worked in very large settings, and I've seen this. We've all seen it, where there are feelings on one side and not on the other side. And it's within the workplace. We spend so much time in the workplace with folks. It's not – surprising that relationships develop or feelings start. And when you have one side not feeling it, the other side feeling it, what's a good way of an appropriate way of diffusing that, saying no in a way that doesn't cause a scene?
Right. You know, honesty is the best policy. Now, I will say you don't want to have a do it in a public place, because you want to be respectful. Do it in a private place. Say, you know, maybe you're in the mailroom and there's nobody in there, or the, you know, just say, gosh, I'm getting these vibes, but I really appreciate, you know, that you wanted to go out lunch or have dinner, but I'm not interested at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet.
And that says at this point, so then he goes, well, great. Next week I'll try again.
Well.
What if they don't take the hint?
Right. Well, then again, concise, short and sweet, and be sort of in your way of explaining it. I really appreciate your interest in me, but I am not interested. So.
Okay. What about workplace romances overall? Yay, nay?
Well. You know how they end up, right? Most times.
I know exactly how they end up most times, but they happen so often. Are we at a time and place right now that they should be avoided at all costs? I know that when I started in business, the 80s, early 90s, it was basically said, no, you may not date within the company. That became a much more lax rule, and people started dating and marrying within the company.
Right.
Where do we stand these days?
Gosh, you know, you're right. We spend so much time in the workplace, and often that precludes us from, you know, or excludes us from getting out and meeting other people, just because we're just so dedicated to our jobs and working so hard. It's very tricky, because it could impact, you know, your workload. It could impact, you know, the team's projects. So again, I mean, I think that if you are having a relationship, take it outside the workspace. Make it private. Don't let the whole, you know, office know what's going on. Because you're right. I mean, sometimes it turns out that it's not going to work out. And you don't want to have to deal with that with everybody's questions and gossip and things of that nature.
Yeah, and the breakup.
The breakup.
Oh, my God.
The breakup, the tears, the anger, right? Right.
We've all been in that kind of situation,
yes.
The uncomfortable notion of
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any last bits of wisdom, advice for Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day, enjoy the holiday. And you know what? If there's somebody who's alone, who perhaps doesn't have family in town or lost a loved one, make that extra special effort to send a note. Maybe it's a quick text. Maybe a personal phone call, things that would really set the stage for making that person feel special. Because at the end of the day, kindness is what it's about. It's not the flowers. It's not the chocolate or the dinner. It's about being kind and respectful, and everybody needs that today.
Absolutely. Nancy Snoblin Ims, where do people find you?
You can reach me at stlpolished.com and check out my website.
Well, let me just ask you, so how do people retain your services? Do they do it through works? Do they do it Through the workplace, do they do it individually? Is it the kind of thing?
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for asking. So as a professional development consultant, I work with businesses, large and small, not-for-profits and for-profits, and individuals. So on my website, I have my contact information, including the different programs that I offer. And I really feel very blessed to work with great people.
I remember in one of my jobs, they brought somebody in. It may have been you over the years. Mm-hmm. And because we would have so much client contact, they basically said, yeah, we believe that you all have manners, but a little bit of polish will not hurt. And they sat us down and told us the things we're supposed to do and not supposed to do at the dinner table, basically, is what they're saying.
Right.
You're taking your clients out. You're going through this process.
They matter. Manners matter.
Yeah.
Manners matter. And actually, my focus is on soft skills, and I like to call them your smart skills. It's those interpersonal skills, those people skills. So everything that covers communications, your nonverbal, your public speaking, whatever it may be, those are all our people skills that help kind of, you know, help you elevate your success in your life, catapult you to a higher level of success.
Yeah, I know one thing. I have seen alcohol be the ruin of more individuals in the social setting.
Dang, I know. And that's, you know what, when I tell my clients, if they're going out of, you know, banks or a professional services firm whom I work with quite a bit, and they're trying to, you know, generate more business or take a client out to dinner, just again, be mindful. If maybe have one drink and then stop there, because, you know, truth serum can come out in different ways.
My favorite story is we were all together at a big gathering at the boss's house, and alcohol was plentiful. And one gal, she indulged quite a bit, and then with her clothes on, jumped in the pool.
Oh, boy.
And
so she probably was Monday, the topic of the water cooler on Monday, right?
Yeah, and it was intentional. She didn't just fall in. No, she decided
yes.
to go in. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, alcohol can mess you. That's a no-no, Jay.
Yeah, right.
That's a no-no. No jumping in the pool.
Okay. There we go.
No
Nancy Snoblin-Imms, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
For your
appreciate
insight,
it. And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. When we come back, George Lombardi, former director of the Missouri Department of Corrections, will be with us. We'll talk with George about some things out there and his ideas about moving forward with this very controversial subject. This is Jay Kanzler for the Jennifer and Jay Show on KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.